Thursday, we saw the white smoke and started watching the TV. And then the name was announced. I mean, what was your reaction when you first heard the name then?
Well, complete shock. You know, a few weeks ago, his face kept popping up in my MSN newsfeed, and I was called over one of my coworkers, and I was just like, I can't believe his face is popping up all over the place, because I just know him from his work with the Augustinians and St. Rita High School. And it's just weird to see somebody that you know, like, again, like, in my mind, he's just somebody I've known, right? All those interactions I've had with him over the years have not been like, well, someday he's going to be Pope. Like, I never thought that, you know, and he's just been like, you and I sitting here right now, like, you know, tomorrow, maybe you'll be the president or something, like, you know, who knows, right? So it was just, it's just weird to see somebody that you know so casually, you know, to have their face popping up all over the place. And then I was excited, you know, when I saw the white smoke and everything. We were actually in Holy Angels Hall, all of us, you know, kind of gathered watching. And we were waiting, you know, for them to make the announcement. But then everybody was eating lunch because you're waiting and people are talking. And I thought, you know, I want to hear what's going on. So I said, you know, I'm going to go in my office. So when I went in my office, I was standing there with my coworker, and I go, oh my gosh, the curtain's moving. They're coming out, you know, whatever. And he starts speaking, and it's all in Latin, so I don't know what he's saying, but I recognized Roberto, and I was like, oh, I'm sure there's many Robertos. It's somebody out, because there's, you know, so many cardinals. And then it sounded like he said prevost, and then I think he said OSA, which is the Order of St. Augustine, and I was like, did he? And so I looked at my coworker, Ingrid, and I go, did he just say prevost? And she goes, I don't know what he said. We couldn't even, you know, it was hard to understand. And then I could hear everybody cheering in Holy Angels Hall. And I was just like, I think Father Prevost is going to be Pope. I mean, I was like really crazy. And then it was like they came on and they said, yes, this is an American Pope, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it is him. I cannot believe it. And so I'm trying to text my friend group of people who have met him and people who, you know, again, who probably know him better than I do. And my hand was shaking so bad, I couldn't even text his name. I was just like, I was like, I can't even text the P-R-E. Like, I couldn't even get it out. It was just like absolutely insane. And then I went into Holy Angels Hall because everybody was sitting there and everybody's like, Jody, we have an American Pope, you know? And I go, okay, y'all are not going to believe this. And it sounds really weird to say, but I know the Pope. And everybody was just like, you know, what? You know, and how do you know him? And all kinds of stuff. And then to see him come, I'm going to get emotional, but whew, that was something else. To just see him come out in the gown and everything. It was just like absolutely incredible. And so emotional. But just a beautiful, beautiful moment. So it was really cool. And, you know, I worry about him now. Like, I'm concerned for the work he has to do. It's big work, you know? And so, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, take your time.
I just hope that he has, I mean, he has a great support system. So I know he's got the right people around him. The Augustinians are fraternity. They will center around him. And I know that's going to be great for him. But his safety, you know, I worry about that too. So, yeah. And I noticed the other day yesterday he was driving in a car and people were walking up to his car. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, what are they doing? Like, people should not have that kind of access to him. But that's kind of who he is too. He's just a normal guy, you know. So I just hope he'll be safe and everything will be okay.
So talk a little bit more about how your paths crossed. How exactly did you come to know the Pope?
It's so crazy. So I worked at St. Rita for many years. And actually, when I was in high school, I went to Maria High School, which is the girls' high school, which down the block, basically, from St. Rita. And I was in the band. And some of the guys that were in the band from St. Rita are now Augustinian priests. And those are the ones that I still talk to. Father Tom McCarthy is one of them. And we stay in touch. You know, we're a little group of us. We're, you know, whatever. So anyway, you know, I would see Father Prevost at St. Rita. Like, he would come in and say Mass. At one point, I was the director of student activities. So I ran, like, anytime we did school fundraisers or whatever. Well, we always did a dress down day once a month. And the money we raised from the dress down day always went to the missions in Peru. And that's where Father Privo started working. He did a big stint in Peru for a long time. So he would come in sometimes and do mass. We would present him with the check for the money. You know, so I would just meet him like that, like just, you know, professionally, just see him around. I remember one time I said to him, what do you want the boys to call you? Is this like Father Bob, Father Robert, Father Prevost, you know? And he was like, oh, whatever. Like, he was just so unassuming, you know, just like, whatever. I don't really care. And I'm like, okay. So I made everybody call him Father Prevost, although many people call him Father Bob, you know? So anyway, so that was kind of like how I first started to know him. And then one of the second part of my position is I worked with the band program, and we were taking 100 people to Italy. And I had hooked up with some Augustinians across the country who, because one of the places we went to was Cascia. It's a town in Italy, and that's where St. Rita is from, St. Rita of Cascia. And one of the Augustinians is an expert in the story of St. Rita of Cascia, so I connected with him. And then Father Tom, my friend, said, oh, hook up with Father Prevost, because maybe he could get us a tour of St. Monica's. And St. Monica's is their house that's across the street from the Vatican. And that's kind of like the world headquarters for the Augustinians. And at the time, he had switched from being in Peru to now he is in charge of the Augustinians worldwide. So I, you know, emailed him, set up, like, this is what time we're coming. This is the tour. This is what we're doing. You know, so it was more of just an email exchange and letting him know, like, the other Augustinians that were going to be there. Father Mike, who was the expert on St. Rita, was coming. Like, it was just more of like a lot of coordinating and communicating that way. And we had 100 people coming. So it was a lot of like, how are we going to do this? Where do you want us to go? Blah, blah, blah. So it's nothing glamorous and nothing exciting. It was just like a lot of work. You know, we were just doing the work of spreading the word about, like, either the mission that he was doing with the boys at St. Rita, or, you know, sharing St. Monica's house with the people who were coming as basically on this pilgrimage that we had. He was wonderful. He greeted everybody. He gave everybody a tour of their grounds. We all went all the way up to the top floor of St. Monica's, which, by the way, if you're on the top floor of St. Monica's on the roof, you could see into St. Peter's Square. So they rent out that top floor. And he said, he goes, you know, a lot of times when there's like a new pope, this is where, like, the news agencies will rent out our top floor so that you got a great shot of, you know, the loge, you know, the balcony and everything. So now I look back at it and I was thinking, like, how weird that he was sharing a story with us about the Pope, and now he's the Pope, you know. So it was just kind of neat. But yeah, so that's where kind of my relationship with him was more of like on a professional level, and not all often and all the time, but, you know, again, just really cool that I know who he is and I've gotten to work with him on occasion.
And again, what was your impression of him when you had the opportunity to interact with him?
Calm, kind, like, you just feel, I always felt like in his presence, he just, you know, he was just very calm. He was very focused, smart, you know, like when he was giving the tour, I'm thinking of when he was giving the tour, like he just, I don't know, just very, very calm, very gentle. You know, people would say things, he would laugh, you know, I just really, a really nice, warm personality. Yeah.
What do you think it means to have, these are like the bigger questions, but what do you think it means to have not only an American Pope, but a Pope from this area, from this part of the country?
I think this has the potential to really bring the United States more into the forefront of being more of a faith-based culture. Like, for example, a close family friend of ours, their whole family is really good friends with him. And I was thinking about people like them who probably don't go to church on Sunday. I mean, they're lovely people, warm, lovely people, and will say that they're Catholic. But I was thinking, like, I wonder if they're going to start going to church now. You know, like, he's got that that capacity to really bring people from the United States in back into their faith, almost like getting everybody excited about it. Now you see all the memes and everything with Chicago on it, and he's a local guy, and here's his house. We're taking pictures in front of his house, and I've seen all the memes with him with the the Bears hat and all kinds of stuff from people who probably haven't gone to Mass in a while, who probably haven't practiced their faith in a while, but now all of a sudden have this real life connection to somebody who is from Chicago, who walked the same streets that they've walked. You know, it's not a distant person from another country that you don't feel connected to. Not that our previous popes haven't been amazing, but to have somebody who, and I know I'm feeling this way, like somebody I sat next to, somebody I walked next to, somebody I had dinner with, you know, like it's different because it's like it's starting to bring you into the faith in a different way, and it gets you excited. I think a lot of times, like even being like from the United States, you do feel disconnected from whatever's going on, you know, across the ocean, where this is really such a deep connection for all of us. I really see him having the impact to change the whole world. And I can't believe I just said those words. That's what it is.
I mean, I know it's only been a few days, but, you know, as you interact with the schools, with the students and the teachers, I mean, are you starting to see any of that excitement building here?
Yes. So like we're seeing people are sending us pictures and videos of the kids getting excited with the announcement of the Pope and different activities that the teachers have done with them, and having them like practice like doing little voting, like if they were in the conclave and all of that. And it's really been an amazing process because we asked all of our schools to do the 9-day novena for Pope Francis, and how quickly that shifted from this period of mourning to sheer joy and, you know, just really happy, because it's like, not only do we have a new pope, but we have a new pope that literally grew up 30 minutes from here, you know? And so that connection, everybody is so excited about it. We're really getting a lot on that, and I'm hoping that that's going to continue.
And I mean, as he would come and talk about his missionary work, or, you know, his work with the order, or his work more recently in Rome. I mean, did you see any evidence maybe of like that Chicago connection as he went out into other parts of the world?
I don't know that I ever sensed that. I will say that when he talked about the missions, he lit up. Like, I think that's where his real heart is. Like that sense of serving and being in Peru, the people of Peru meant so much to him. I think it even showed on the balcony. Like he spoke, was it in Italian? And then he said, I'd like to speak in Spanish right now. And he actually called out Chiclayo, Peru, which is the town that the missions were in. And I can only imagine those people in Peru are probably just reeling, you know, because I think that's where his heart is. Like that connection to him means more than anything. That would just be my opinion from what I've seen.
And you touched on this a little bit earlier, but what does it mean to have an Augustinian pope as well?
So the Augustinians live in fraternity. Their brotherhood means a lot to them. So I'm excited that he will have such a strong support system from within that group of people. He will not be a pope that's out there on his own. You know, he's really going to have a whole order of men that will support him. The Augustinians also, just as an order, are very inclusive even of like women. You know, like you can receive an award and become an official Augustinian even if you're a woman, just because maybe of service or things that you've done. And I love the idea of like that brotherhood, that closeness, but also the inclusivity of bringing in women to have important roles within their mission. And then I would also say the service that they do, the work that they do, is all based around service. And so honestly, it's exciting to see like how he's going to take that and make that a part of his role as Pope. I think like there's little bits and pieces like that you're seeing already, like again, that he, you know, barriers don't mean anything to him. He's just so used to getting in there and being with the people that I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see how he goes. But the Augustinians themselves are just, you know, they're a wonderful group. I've had the pleasure of spending many trips and doing a lot of things with the Augustinians over the years, and they're just really an amazing group of people. So I'm so excited for them. I just can't imagine how they're feeling right now.